I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
That is Letitia Johnson. She is the Attorney General. Letitia James, I apologize for that. Letitia James. She's the Attorney General for the state of New York talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo and what is a 165-page report that is a devastating report. 179 witnesses. 11 women have accused the governor. And by the way, this is 2013 through 2020. The idea that other individuals, other men, other women have used, well, that was in the past. But first of all, that doesn't justify in any way. But when some say, is this more relevant? Yeah, it's going on right now. And by the way, if it was going on 10 years ago, it mattered. 20 years ago, it mattered. 11 women. And the Attorney General found all of them credible. So you might say, this is a Minnesota-based show. Even though we're very fortunate, and I thank all of you who listen through podcasts and listen in many other states. Why does this matter? Because this is more Minnesota-based. It's true. Because power, harassment, diminishing, degrading matters every single time, especially when you have someone who is in a position to deny and deny and deny. And that's what Andrew Cuomo, that's what he's doing right now. I didn't do the tease because I listened to the first 6 minutes of his denial. I don't believe him. I've called for his resignation many times before. I'll call for it again. I don't believe Andrew Cuomo. He is saying it's out there that his attorney, working with him, obviously Cuomo, an attorney himself, is refuting, denying every single allegation. This is not who I am. 179 witnesses, 11 women, and I am believing the quality of the legal work that Letitia James, the Attorney General, has found with two incredibly well-respected attorneys. She took herself out of the investigation because some have suggested that Letitia James is looking to become the next governor herself. So she said, I'm going to hire these other two. We have had these reports out here for months and months and months, and Andrew Cuomo follows a pattern. He follows a pattern. He follows a pattern that has been taking place in our society involving primarily men. Let's not act like we're so naive that this hasn't happened with women before. But It's still not close, the amount of times it happens with a man towards his employees compared to a female towards her employees. This is a pattern of deny, and just try to wait it out. Donald Trump did it. Matt Gaetz is doing it. Many other politicians have done it. Bill Clinton did it while president. And Andrew Cuomo's trying to do it here. This show has individual opinions about people and policy positions. There's only one position on sexual harassment. I don't care who you are. You need to face the repercussions, the potential loss of a job, and by the way, criminality. In looking at this, in watching the press conference, in listening to excellent analysis, Andrew Cuomo shouldn't be worried about maintaining his job. He should be worried about the legal side of this after this independent report was done. Cuomo is a maestro as a politician. Donald Trump, same thing. This shouldn't be about partisan lines. So for the folks who shut up when 15, 20, 25 women have emerged over decades about Donald Trump, don't be just crowing now because of his Democrat. And by the way, if you're a Democrat and you were speaking up about Donald Trump repeatedly about his comments, silence isn't an option here either. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, longtime good friends with Andrew Cuomo, said in March, when the investigation is done, if it affirms the charges, then Andrew Cuomo has to go. The clock is ticking, Mr. President. What are you waiting for? Because Andrew Cuomo's response is just finished, aired by many of the networks, 14 minutes, and 100% he deserves to be heard, without a doubt. But I'm listening to that report, and I'm listening to 180-some witnesses, and I'm listening to the Attorney General and the other attorneys who are telling me that every single one of the women is credible and believable. Not four, not six, and by the way, it shouldn't have to be more than one, but that all 11 are credible. And a person of that pattern, he's showing pictures of himself being handsy. Okay, we've all been around people who can put a hand to the arm, a hand to the face. That's not what these individuals are alleging. Come on now. This is going beyond that, including a state trooper who is risking her life. And Andrew Cuomo wasn't just a pat on the back. Read the report about where Andrew Cuomo's hands were going. Well, this officer has signed up to defend the governor's life. And he's taking these indulgences. So we had on Ricardo Lopez last week from Minnesota Reformer about questions about allegations and what Democrats did and didn't do in St. Paul. By the way, that story stayed too quiet for me. And it was the day Adam was off raising great money for Juddy's Buddies. And we talked about whether harassment was any different, and the answer obviously is yes regarding consequences. But to what level? How frequent? How consistent? So how many more independent investigations do we need before he is disqualified? Most Democrats in New York have already called for him to step down. What needs to take place with the legislature? What needs to take place for people, no matter the party, And too often on our texts, it's all partisan. And I got into a couple weeks ago, no, actually last week, when somebody brought up the allegations against the Democrats and the silence. And says, always the Democrats. I'm like, hello, Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump, do you want me to keep going? Guess what happened to this texter? He vanished. I know he's a he. We've interacted before. This is not about partisan nature, whether you agree with them. This is about consistency, treatment, the law, and power-hungry individuals who've been able to get away with this for way too long. I want some strong opinions on this. Are we getting better with sexual harassment? Is this another barometer? Because guess what? Donald Trump faced it over and over and over again. And you know what supporters said? They just don't like him. And nothing happened. He was present. Matt Gaetz, he's waiting this out. Ralph Northam on blackface waited that out. And he's only leaving the office because he has to. You know Cuomo's trying to wait this out. He shouldn't be allowed. Unless we find out that this investigation by hundreds of people and credible attorneys is somehow one of the greatest acts of corruption, which I don't believe for a single second, then Andrew Cuomo should walk away from his office today. And if he doesn't, there's something wrong with our follow-up on sexual harassment in this country. And people who stay silent, who are facing it today, are just going to feel helpless, and the belief that they shouldn't speak out because maybe it's not going to get as much traction as Cuomo and Trump and others, or Harvey Weinstein or Charlie Rose or Matt Lauer. But within that particular business, person A has the power, and how am I going to speak out against person A? I want to hear from you on this. 651-989-9226. Want to hear from Adam and Dan when we come back, but you are a huge part of the show through text. We're still having some phone issues, so we'll hear from you today through text, and we'll get those matters cleared up. Hey, every business has technical issues. It's just a part of it. 651-989-9226. About a year ago or so, Adam, or even further back than that, when New York was hit extraordinarily hard at the start of COVID because New York is such a portway to so many of the other countries, which already faced numerous COVID patients. Sign me up. I'm raising my hand. I was one of the individuals who watched the press conferences and was impressed by what he was saying, the clarity, seemingly the progress that was taking place. Well, we've learned from a lot of investigations that that part of the story wasn't true also. What he wrote in the book wasn't true also. And now this. What a remarkable fall for Andrew Cuomo, and he hasn't fallen enough yet for me. How do you take in what is taking place with Cuomo and really where we're at with harassment in our country and society today?
Remarkable fall, but he, like you just mentioned, he kind of propped himself up. I mean, that book was ready to go awfully quick, and his brother had him on all the time on CNN to just, you know, oh, brother, you're doing a great job. Funny, when it turned against him, didn't get Andrew Cuomo on Chris Cuomo's show anymore, and now we got news stories coming out that Chris Cuomo was helping him in forming his message. CNN should be looking for a new employee, too. So not only should
100%.
The governor be stepping down. By the way, it would pave way for the first female governor of New York, because the lieutenant governor is a woman. So that would be, I think, justice there. No, we've talked endlessly on, and this, I'm not even bringing politics into this because it shouldn't. We frame it like that, but it shouldn't be about that. It's just judging an individual on the person that they are. But we've talked for hours and hours about how, what is it about people in power that they feel they can, they're above the law. And this is just another example. And I'm sure there's something to it where there's something in the mind that says, I'm above this. And even though I may have acted poorly, I at least in my mind, and I do think sometimes that they probably in their mind they think, oh, I did nothing wrong. It's this who I am, and that woman I was talking to, she was very receptive to the comments I was making. But no, it's you can't argue. And another part of this too is just this erosion of truth, where we, even though we've got, you know, whether it's January 6th, whatever, we've got report and report and report stating factual events, yet an individual or a supporters of that individual can just dismiss that and say, no, we believe our person, and that there's something to that. There's something to all these reports. But I mean, come on, you just listed the hundreds of people interviewed, and it's a shame. But here we are again, and do I see this improving greatly? No, we could have said that 2 years ago, and here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, when the reports came out, when was it, a month or two ago, that Chris Cuomo was more than just the brother of Andrew Cuomo, but he was on call after call after call and devising the media strategy, we came out then and say, CNN, if you have any credibility in this area, fire him. You can have awkward situations by jobs, and it was way too friendly last year, way too friendly. But when you now step beyond that and you're advising someone, Dan, when you're, I mean, I get that he loves him and he feels bad for him, and maybe he never saw it. Maybe, I don't believe that myself. But you have to say to Andrew, if you're Chris Cuomo, you know my job, brother. I can't help you. I love you, but I need to have credit. When I'm calling out the relationship that Sean Hannity has with Donald Trump, where my belief was Sean Hannity was about the second or third most powerful person in the Trump administration, and Chris Cuomo would call that out all the time. If Chris Cuomo is going to call that out all the time, now when his brother is under the heat, and he's advising, by the way, including how to attack the allegations, and CNN is keeping him? That's embarrassing. What do you think?
It's a complete lack of transparency, and that's something, you know, especially in this day and age of mistrust of the media, especially in this day and age of mistrust of CNN, for them to allow something like this to happen is just positively absurd. And it can only harm them, and it can only, you know, have ripple effects throughout the rest of the media. Why do you think the trust of the media is at an all-time low? Well, here you go. You know, when you have, you know, and I get that they're family, and you obviously would always want to help your family, and you'd obviously always want to believe the best about your family. I get that. But there are such a thing as journalistic ethics, and they're not unknown. They're not, you know, it's not a bunch of minutiae. This is a pretty clear line that Chris crossed. And, you know, yeah, there deserves to be consequences, and CNN should be impugned. Their entire credibility should be impugned until such time as they take action in this case.
Yeah, the two people I respect the most in CNN, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, they both should come out, take on their company, and say this can't happen. We can't go after Fox and this relationship they had with Trump, where Trump could dictate what was on the air and who was saying it, because that was going on. But if one of your main guys is advising how to attack things, come on. You can't look us in the face and then not ask, well, what else is going on, if you're going to allow that? So we're sitting here now, what is it, August 3rd. It's a Tuesday. He clearly is pushing back. He is not today saying, I was wrong. I was, no matter how I felt, I've heard these individuals, and I am leaving today. He's not doing this. Do we expect to hear from Joe Biden in the next 24 hours? Joe Biden, who for a point early in his campaign faced an allegation and other questions of inappropriate touching, and that didn't go anywhere. You didn't have an investigation like this. You didn't have 11 different people, but it didn't go anywhere. Joe Biden, listen, I'll say also, a year ago, at a time when Cuomo was showing clarity and intelligence and seemingly had a plan, and Biden was stumbling. Not as bad as he stumbles now, by the way. I was saying Democrats would be better off with Andrew Cuomo. They wouldn't be better off now. We know that. I am not expecting Joe Biden to speak up, and he should be called out for it. He was clear. If the investigation shows it, then he should go. In the next 24 to 48 hours, Adam, do you expect to hear from the president calling or from Jen Psaki at the briefing room to say the president has looked at this, he believes the women, and Andrew Cuomo needs to go?
Yeah, 48 hours, I think so. Maybe not today, but I do think we'll hear something.
I hope you're right, but I don't think it's going to happen. Dan?
I'm with you. I would be very well surprised if the administration did that. I can see Jen Psaki doing some, you know, verbal gymnastics to try and work her way around it.
Good luck.
But I don't see bold self-criticism of Democrats by this administration is not a gear they seem to have. So I would be surprised.
Jason DeRush is normally with us on Wednesdays. We're out on are we on next Wednesday? I don't even know.
Nope, another day game.
Another day. Okay. So because of that, that's why we've moved Jason to Tuesdays. And because Jamie, right now, if we call Jamie, it is 2:30 in the morning. It's still her birthday, by the way, today. I think I have her birthday right. I think it's today or was it yesterday? No, I'm very confused.
It's today.
It's today.
But yesterday, it was today in Japan.
Exactly.
So
it's a good way to celebrate multiple birthdays.
She's double dipping.
For some reason, Jamie doesn't want to get up at 3:30 in the morning. When, by the way, she's probably going to have to get up in an hour anyway. So we're letting Jamie sleep. She's been doing great work. So DeRusha and his massive ego has demanded the 12:30 slot. What normally Adam Carter gets the 12:35 slot on Tuesdays?
I don't know. It's been so long, I forgot.
Wow. Ask Adam anything. Is it 1:35? We're New York-centric today because an idea that Mayor de Blasio is enacting in New York, what do you think if that comes here to Minnesota? And then Matthew Dowd and a lot of politics at 2:05. Good stuff for you. Weather, traffic, DeRusha moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.